Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. How to do, world? God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, USA. Okay, good morning, world. It is Saturday. How to do, how to do, how to do. Okay, it's okay out here in the seas today. Yesterday was hot as hell, okay? So we get mixed signals. 1 minute it's raining and it's cold. And then the next minute, it's 80 motherfucking degrees out here, okay? It's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Look, sometime. Okay, now listen, it's Saturday. I love y'all. It's Saturday. It's the weekend, baby. We finally made it. Okay, we finally made it. Didn't it seem long? Well, it felt like it was long to me. You know, all right. So I went on and did some spring cleaning and everything. You know, getting ready for the summertime. You know what I mean? Cleaning the walls and the shit. You know, just because summertime is when the parties and shit come. You know, everybody come over. You cook on Sundays. You know, do y'all still do that? Listen, no. I'm just asking because, listen, I know one young thing. Okay, because see, this is our stuff. Older people, we do this shit. This our shit. You know, summertime come around, we prepare the house for them Sunday dinners and the Saturday motherfucking get-togethers when your friends come over. We play some spades and shit, dominoes, pinochle. You know, there's certain shit called wine on, you know, motherfucking... Right. The weekend. So listen, yeah, question. Do y'all still do that? Do y'all young girls do that? Because let me tell you something. I know of one young girl, and I hate to say this because I love all you young pretties. I do, babe, I do. It's your girl, the why not? Because we can. I love all you. You know, all up here, very unique and special in your own way. Now, with that said, okay, now the young gal that I know specifically like to cook on Sundays because she put it out there, okay? Because she put it out there. It's Miss none other than little Miss Snooky herself with the good coochie. Okay, stop it. Huh? I'm going to bust that line. Wait a minute. What I heard my daughter them say, listen, wait, hold up. My coochie pink. My booty hole brown. Wow. Okay, stop it. Hold it. Freeze it in. Okay, because I never thought I would say anything like that. Baby, y'all something else, baby. You say whatever. Come out your mouth. So listen, shout out to Miss Snooky with the good coochie today. All right, because she the only young gal I know that came out of her mouth herself that she cooks for her man on Sunday. Okay, bless her heart. You could tell she has some good upbringings. And by the way, she has some beautiful upbringings. And listen, and by the way, okay, beautiful promoter. Now that right there is a beautiful mind. You see what I mean? Self-promoter that will promote themselves. Some of y'all young people got it together. You do. Some of y'all got it together. Now let me tell you something. Listen, I would like to apologize, baby girl. Okay, in honor of the seasonal women all over the world, I would like to apologize for what Mama D did to you. She ain't had no business coming for you, babe. She didn't. Because you and her, let's just talk about it. It's your girl, why not? Because we can and we're family. And I love Mama D and highly favor her. She's very respected in my community, you know, especially on the streets. You understand me? Okay, but... As baby, you and Miss Snooky with the good coochie, okay, is in a total different level. Y'all on a total different level, beautiful. You understand me? And we, us being the same race, I'm never going to put down my little princesses. However she do what she need to do to try to come up, that's her thing. How you did what you did, allegedly, to come up, that's your thing. We shouldn't knock each other because we're all in this together and we want to do one thing together. Now, what's that one motherfucking thing? Collect them coins. Okay, collect them coins. Now, I hope this was a publicity stunt. Now, I could take it, baby, if it was. Okay, if it was, Miss Me, you and me, Miss Mama D, we're going to talk about it. You know, because she might need, you know, she might need a little bit more of a storyline. You know what I'm saying? This season. And that's all right. Okay? Because you met the right one. See, cause I wouldn't have picked baby girl, though. I wouldn't. No. Mm-mm, baby, no, player. I would have probably picked me somebody, you know, just, you know, a little bit more quieter, one of them young gals. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to talk back. Because, see, you see, Miss Snooki with the good culture, baby. Oh, little Miss Princess. Yeah, no. You know, but let me tell you this, okay? Good thought, good promotion thought. Because little mama is spicy, ain't she? Beautiful thing. Every time I see her, I say, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. I love chocolate. And both of you are. You understand me? I do. So with that said, I want to give a shout out to both of yous, by the way. And I felt like I just figured out that whole storyline. Forgive me, allegedly. You know what I'm saying? For doing that spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. That was a spoiler alert. Because if you think about it, okay, allegedly, ain't nobody else as saucy as Snook. They not. No, they not. They don't have that paprika. That, you know, Miss D, Pimpin' D, needs. You know what I'm saying? And we get bored. And let me tell you something. I apologize for all the seasonal women around the world who got something against you. We get bored, and sometimes we look at you, you're so pretty and silky and everything. Some people like to be like, I remember when I was like that. Now you see me? Mm-mm. I'm done with them young days, baby. I'm so glad I'm right now. I don't know what the fuck to do, y'all. I'm so glad I'm at the age that I am right now. Because, see, when I was younger, I did a lot of young shit. You see what I'm saying? And some of that shit you can't take back. But some you can. Okay? Some you can. Now, listen. Question to the ladies out there. We just going to get on into it today. It's your girl, The Wine. Why not? Because we can, baby. It's Saturday. We talking. I was talking, you know, I was just elaborating. We just talking topics of the day, allegedly. And I was just talking about young ladies who don't cook. Some young ladies don't cook and some do. So that brought me to Snooki with the good coochie, because in prior of her interviews, and she has had several, she has had several interviews where she says, I cooks for my mans on Sunday. Y'all got a day. Y'all got a day. Y'all get y'all food on Sunday. You know, and everybody talking about all the mans want to holler at and everything. And I was just saying how, you know, Mama D, her and Mama D, well, Mama D had something against her. You know, I guess the squash, I guess everything was all right. But I said, listen, if that was a little stunts to get you a little storyline, baby, you a good promoter too. I had to think about that, Mama D. Okay, little pimpin' ass, you slick too. Right. So, you know, that's what we was talking about. So here's a question for you ladies, all right? We got a questionnaire. I got a question I'm going to throw out for you because I saw this on the internet as well. Okay, now, say you and your husband been together 13 years. Allegedly, okay? Allegedly to the Snooki and Mama D incident as well. We're going to say allegedly to that as well because, baby, that's celebrity news. That's something I picked up on another media site, but we say celebrity anyway. So, say, for instance, you and your man been together 13 years, okay? And then one day, he comes home and say, baby, I need you. I need for us. Here's where it gets sticky. Us. To take care of my 11-year-old son. Something happened with his mother, and we have to take care of him, wife. Would you be able to help your husband with his 11-year-old son, okay? And y'all been together 13 years. Now, remember, see, because listen, if y'all been together 13 and then this 11-year-old, somebody was cheating and something happened. So he did say, you know, listen here, wife, that's when we were on a break. That happened. My son happened when we was on a break. But I need to help my son. So, ladies, this question is for you. Are you going to help your husband, this is your husband, raise his son? Because he has to now. Something happened. Maybe, you know, the child's mother is gone. and dad has to raise. Would you be able to woman up, okay, and help your husband raise someone else's kid? Or would you, what, look, hey, would you treat them as someone else's kids? B, would you raise them as your own son? C, or would you and your husband be divorced? I'm kind of curious about that. I'm kind of curious about, you know what I mean, about that, ladies. And you ladies knew about the break. So, you know, when you break up, you free game. You know, you do whatever you want. Somebody going to sleep with somebody. Something going to happen. It always does. Okay? So, would you be able, what would you do, A, B, or C? Let me know. I'm curious. Now, your girl, the why? Because I'm going to tell you my shit, because it's just me, and that's what we do, because we family over here. We'll company, we'll squad. Now, your girl, the why? What I would do is raise that young man, okay, as my own. I would. I wouldn't do no discrimination because, number one, ladies and gentlemen, I love that man. And number two, that shit happened while we was on a break. And number three, my husband said he needs me, all right? And when you're in a relationship, when you're in a family, when you're in a marriage, ladies and gentlemen, it's for sickness and health, rich or poor, baby or no goddamn baby. You understand me? Mama's maybe, or maybe that ain't your baby, either or. Marriage is something that you're supposed to take seriously. So me, personally, if I was to ever get married and that happened to me and my husband, we would be a united family. Actually, honestly, ladies and gentlemen, we would be stronger. See, because the thing about me, the thing about women, we're nurturers. The minute my boo say, I need you, it would have been all over with. That's a wrap. I would have took care of him and that son. Okay, we all would have been a beautiful family creating generational wealth. Probably would have went on adopting them so I could just get everything on my mind and pretend like he mine anyway. You know? But see, that's not what society's teaching us these days. That's not what's up. We got to learn how to communicate more, better. And you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, be a family. It's greater when it's two parents in the home. Now, I just want y'all to give me, your answer. What would you be able to do with that? You know, family. Speaking of family, okay, allegedly, baby, let's get into some more motherfucking hot topics, okay? Yeah, because this is trending. It's on every media site right now, okay? Here we go. Let's get into it. So, y'all know the Kardashians are fighting right now. Okay? Right. Because Kourtney, okay, is team Kanye and his wife. She on their side, okay? She on their side. Actually, right, she's on their side because she's saying that Kim is trying, allegedly, Kim is trying to do, because you know they think Kourtney's a black sheep of the family, right? They still mad at Kourtney, okay? Allegedly. Kourt's still mad at they ass, okay? Right. See, all right, because, you know, Kourt, listen, when Kourtney done, she done. You know, she's still upset because, you know, they still was into, because they the only family I know will let the ex come and hang out. You know what I'm saying? How I'm supposed to move on if y'all still got the motherfucking ex there, allegedly? You know, and Khloé has always been the black sheep, because she never did what they always wanted her to do. She participated, but not all the way, because remember, they always complained about she didn't do play her part, you know, allegedly, in the show and shit. So, you know, Kourtney has always been her own person, okay? And her and Kim, one day her and Kim allegedly had that fight on TV. Who had that goddamn fight? Who had that goddamn fight? So you know them girls has always been bickering since day one, allegedly, okay? So she said, yeah, she takes Kanye and his new wife side. Okay, she says that Kim is upset and she's trying to, allegedly, she's trying to do everything she can to keep them kids from being with Kanye and his new wife. This is allegedly, honey. Okay, I'm just saying, this is the thing that's going on right within the Kardashian camp. Now, Courtney says, okay, and I quote, allegedly, Kim is jealous of Mr. West's marriage. Ooh. And Kim is jealous because Courtney, okay, has the perfect marriage. Because, you know, Courtney got married and she got that special on showing her wedding. Right, because I seen it. Oh, girl, it was beautiful, baby. It was beautiful, beautiful, baby girl. Just beautiful. So, you know, Kim got jealous because she's used to being the center of attention with that family. So, you know, she spazzes out when anybody else, allegedly, I heard, get a little bit more attention than she do. I knew she was big jealous of Mr. West's new wife. Okay, she's young, she's vibrant, shit. I wouldn't be jealous of somebody allegedly, quote unquote, kind of look like me. What you gonna be jealous for, girl? I don't know. Baby, I don't understand it. You know, it is what it is. Okay, happy late birthday to the beef. Okay, sources says he just had a birthday that passes and everything. Okay, word on the streets, allegedly, sources are saying that he has a crazy wife and she is upset with his ex, Selena Gomez, okay? And sources are saying that it is so severe, allegedly, that poor man had to cancel his motherfucking tour. Okay, baby, is that not serious? That's some serious shit. Okay, that, my friend, is some serious damn shit. Okay. Now, listen. More news for today. Okay, more news on today. All right, for today. I was a little upset, America. I was a little upset when I seen this on one of my social media platforms. Okay, because you know how I love the beautifuls, the brat, and her wife, Miss Jessica, addressed the controversy comments on, you know, when she said she was just joking when she said. Some of the black men donors allegedly look like Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket, you know Jiminy Cricket. Everybody know Jiminy Cricket. But anyway, she was joking when she said that, America. And when she came and sat down and talked, right, I was crying, y'all. I was like, why are we fucking with them, okay? They didn't mean no harm. Y'all know the brat. She's a beautiful entity, a beautiful light. She was just joking when she sat up and was talking about that. She was trying to explain that it's really hard to find black male donors. That's all the young lady was saying. She didn't mean to offend America. And she said that like 500 times. Y'all, I was crying. I was so upset. And she was like, I was only joking. I did not mean to offend anybody. I was so pissed off. I was like, who was offended? You said a joke. It was only a joke. Okay, you was trying to tell us, she was giving us an insight into her life. She was telling us how hard it was to find a male black donor. What was wrong with that? America, what the fuck was wrong with that? We need to stop fighting each other so goddamn much. I'm so irritated. Okay, get it together. I was upset. I did, y'all. I cried because you know what? I love the beautifuls. Okay, I love the beautifuls, all right? Because they try hard. And they gave us, okay, some insight into their life. Okay, they let us look up into their shit. Okay, they didn't have to, but they wanted to share with, you know, other people. So when they go through this process, they can see how hard it is and they won't feel so alone. They can say, Brad and Julie did this. Right. Jess did this. Jessica did this. Right. Forgive me, beautiful, if I'm saying your name wrong. Well, I'm going to say the brat and beautiful did this. And they went through, and it was hard, and it was a process. You know what I'm saying? They trying to help others actually give us a learning experience. America, let's not mess this up. I love these young ladies. I love Duprat and her wife, beautiful. Shit, there it is, because I keep getting your name wrong. I'm very respectful, is one thing. You know, I don't like to do that, especially when I'm talking about my favorites, beautiful. Okay, I use your stuff, Interscope. But you know my product, and do. Okay, and do. I'm sorry, I still love you, beautiful. Okay, I was so upset, y'all, when y'all came for the brat. And here she's sharing with us. Okay, she's showing us the baby lumps and the bumps, and we see her get emotional and everything. I was upset, y'all. I cried. I was kind of mad. I was kind of pissed off. And y'all know I'm bipolar, so and that just brought my shit way up high. You know, my anxiety, my level and shit. I had to take my little, my little pills for my nerves. Right, my little nerves pills. Okay. And I did that and did. So it came right back down. Oh, let's talk, let's motherfucking talk. I love y'all. Boy, I love y'all. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Saturday, okay? Today is entertainment news. We just talking, shooting the shit, you know. I'm down with it, okay? Right. It's your girl. Now, listen, I'm going to get into it because y'all know I'm messy as hell. Who messy as hell? You messy as hell, the why. Am I? You are, and why not? Everything here is allegedly gossip, rumors. You understand me? A little pillow talk. Okay, now, word on the streets. Here we go. Let's get into it because I need to. It's this is something else. Here we go. Here we go. Get into it. Our guy, come on, here it is right here. Our guy, Mr. Kirk Franklin himself, is hosting a new dating show. Okay, all right, wait. And the pilot means they show you a little piece of the show, you know, kind of get you hooked to let you know what you're about to see. So on the pilot of the show, homegirl say, okay, we all need to get naked. On the first date, Lil Mama said, we need to get naked and dance on our date. This is the first date. She want to get naked. So what I'm saying that to say this, allegedly. I'm saying that to say this. This going to be juicy. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And I'm trying to say it. And I'm going to say this to say that. I'm going to say this one more time. And it's not godly. Because anytime you want to get naked on the first date, okay, she has already got in her mind, allegedly, this going to be a hit it and quit it. Okay? A booty and do it. Okay? This booty and do it. Hey, you know? That's hey, she said, no, I'm born on that booty. Right. So I got to see it. See, because the juice is already leaking out for me. Okay, it's already leaking out. And word on the streets is, okay, and y'all know how they do them dating shows. Everybody be kissing on everybody. So it's going to be real juicy. That's what I heard, okay? So we got to see that. So Mr. Franklin and his wife will be hosting a new dating show. And, baby, we need to see it because on the trailer, okay, when they show us a little bit of the clip, baby girl ready to get nude. Ready to get naked on the first date. Okay, so this going to be some good tea. Okay, for me. I don't know about you, but for me, it's a motherfucking go. Okay, tell me how you feel about that. And did you know? Listen, I love talking about the legends, and I love the legends, and I loved DMX. Yes, I do. And did y'all know that DMX saved, allegedly, Puffy's life in Chicago? Did y'all know that? Yeah. Known factor. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I heard. That I'm just saying. That's what I heard. Allegedly. Okay. Look, word on the streets. Allegedly. They trying to say in the tabloids. Okay. On the social media. They trying to say Miss Lil Young Miami. Okay. All right, is exposing her lover's secrets. Girl, you better keep those skeletons in that closet and be quiet. We do not. Better watch yourself. Okay, because some people, you know, that came against, okay, that person, you know what I'm saying? Your lover has got dealt with. We all remember when Wendy claimed she had some provocative pictures of him. She actually got fired from the radio show, allegedly. This is a known fact. Wendy will tell you this shit herself, okay? Right. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, hey. Right. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, that's what they're saying. That's exactly what they're saying around here. So, you know, hush would be the word right now. You don't want no problems. They say 50 have pictures too, but, you know, can't nobody mess with Curtis. Okay, allegedly. Okay, this is all allegedly. But you can't mess with Curtis. Curtis is untouchable right now. Uh-huh. But still, you don't have all that power, baby. So I suggest, you put a plug in it. And did y'all hear about, wait, hold up. I'm not done. Okay, here's the thing. Here we go. Let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. Did y'all know, allegedly, okay, I'm definitely going to say allegedly on this shit. Okay, did y'all know that Jay-Z had a 30-year-old son, a secret son, allegedly? That's trying to sue for paternity? Now, that shit is scary, okay? Right. This word on the streets. Allegedly, okay? Okay, I don't see what the problem is. Rappers, if you're going to have these babies, just let them know who you are so you can get them off your back. Shit, if he would have knew that a long time ago, we probably wouldn't even have this problem right now, Mr. Z, sir. Really, Mr. Z, sir? Yeah, handle that and handle that quietly. You know, because you don't need for it to be embarrassing for you and the missus, okay? Right, allegedly, okay? And we don't want her friends to start fucking you up, okay? Because you the husband, but you know, okay? Her motherfucking fans, they tight, you know? And they real about them some B. You understand me? She the queen. So I suggest, you get somebody... You get you a PR or a rep or something to do some damage control. And I mean real quick, sir. Nip that shit in the butt, okay? Really, on a personal level, you got to. Listen, here's another thing. If you're going to date a rapper, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Really, just this goes hand in hand. I'm just saying. If you're going to date a rapper, I suggest you little mamas, y'all learn how to shoot guns because it's essential. They might need you. You might need to save a life. Shit, you might need to save your own life. Ladies, we got to start thinking. Shit just got real out here in these streets. You can't even trust people. Listen, let me tell you something. I feel sorry for these rappers. You know that? I feel so sorry for these rappers because rappers and anybody being successful. Because let me tell y'all why. If you're successful, right? That don't mean don't strive to be the best. That don't mean stop being successful because other people have other agendas for you. You got to be careful when you are successful. Okay, that's why I say learn how to shoot a gun because everybody don't have the same plans as you. You see how we went out there and worked and scraped and crawled to get where we are today? Some people don't want to do it. They want to come and take our shit after we done made it and worked for it, sweat, blood, and tears. They want to just come take it. And some of us is not going to let that happen. Therefore, you need to be able to protect yourself, you, your family, your community. People watch people. Sometimes it's not even safe. I feel sorry for these rappers because not only do they have to watch out for their companies and these big, you know, CEOs and the big record companies and everything, but they have to watch out for their own people. Yeah. The same very people you might want to make a collaboration with. Okay? Right. Y'all got to be careful who you deal with. See, now... In this world today, you got to be very specific on what you want. okay? If you and somebody supposed to hook up, hey, don't bring nobody else to my house. Just you come. See, you have to tell certain people certain things so they won't try shit. They gonna try it anyway, but you limit it. You limit the danger. See, me, I'm gonna start putting cameras around my house. Just to be honest with you, because people are not, people are not what they seem to be, okay? Some people just, they're not out to you give good intentions. Some people just come with bad aura, bad vibes. They see you on the social media, or maybe you made a song or a rap, and y'all know how that game go. You don't get paid that money till years after the fucking music come out. You got to pay those big heads. You got to pay the CEO corps. You got to pay them. And when they barely get changed, but people, you know, that's you know, small-minded, trying to think big on your money, thinking you got a lot, you ain't even get the shit yet, and you wind up getting hurt. You got to limit your circle. Make your circle small. Baby, my circle's so small, if I bust you, I know who I'm talking to. Okay? Ladies, if you want to date these rappers, learn how to shoot. I suggest, shit, go learn how to get a self-defense class. It's that serious. You could be in your home, cooking in your kitchen, minding your own business, and something happens. Because we try to, and then y'all making it so hard for people to try to help people anymore. Now we getting scared to try to help people. Shit, we getting scared just like black women getting scared of asking, you know, black men to do shit for us now. We get scared because y'all hold everything over our head. Oh, I thought you had it. You supposed to be taking care of everything. You a big woman. You ain't have it. So now I can't ask you for nothing. Listen, prayer changes things. Okay? For real. Prayer changes things. Get you some defense classes. Learn how to shoot a gun so you can protect you and your family. Anything can happen at any time. In America, let me tell y'all the worst thing you could do in the middle of something happening real bad. Let me tell you the worst thing you can do. Let me tell you, because it's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can and I love you, is panic. You got to keep a cool head so you can think. You can't be panicking, crying, oh, what am I do? No. Relax, be quiet. Listen, you might be in some incident where you might have to be quiet. It might be your life. You can't lose your shit. You got to stay calm and collected. It could mean the difference between you and your kids. You see what I mean, ladies? I mean, this goes with that life. If you want to live that life. If you want that life with your rapper boyfriend, because they're dropping like flies, and I hate to say it, here today, gone tomorrow. And it's sad. So you need to learn how to protect yourself as well as protecting your man, okay? Right, right, right. Okay, yeah, well, yeah, we all know they talking gay rumors with Diddy. Okay, all right, they've been saying that for a minute. It's on every media platform, allegedly. You know, to each his own. I don't know why y'all keep, you know, dragging the man out for it. Really, I just don't, but it is what it is. I mean, it's not my business with that. I mean, you know, I guess America wants you to admit stuff. I mean, because, listen, if it act like a duck and walk like a duck, what? It's a damn duck. I mean, do y'all need for somebody to tell y'all it's a duck? Or do you already seen it? Action works for me. I'm a woman that works on actions. Your actions tell your whole motherfucking story in my eyes, okay? It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. I love y'all, okay? I appreciate you being here. I know you could be anywhere else, but you right here with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because you can't leave Diddy alone in his parties. That's his parties. Everybody, here's the thing. We want to point fingers on what the man was doing, but y'all was right there doing it right there with him. If we're going to talk about it, can we all just take accountability for it? That's all. He wasn't the only one there. To host the party, you got to have hosts. You got to have people at the party, right? To host a party, you got to have a party, right? To have a party, a whole lot of people got to show up at that motherfucker, right? Okay. So we was all at the same party at the same motherfucking time. So how you going to judge me when you was doing the same thing that I was doing? That's all what I'm saying. Don't be too quick to point fingers because it's 15 or 16 and them motherfuckers pointing right back at you. That's all what I'm saying. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love the world. I love everyone. It's your girl. You know, the why and why not? Because we can. And listen, my prayer goes out to Mr. Jamie Foxx and his family. My prayer goes out to everyone. We're praying that you have a speedy recovery. We love you. Okay? We love you. We don't want anything to happen to you. Okay? Really. On some real stuff. I mean, real. I just have to be real with that. Love you to death. Beautiful. Beautiful Black King. Okay. And in other news today... Tap on it, crap on it. Let's knock on some wood. Knock, 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 knock. Okay, good morning. All right, it's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. In other news today, we got Mr. Brimen Knight made some goddamn news, okay? They calling the man a deadbeat, Dez. Okay, they calling the man a deadbeat because, allegedly, he's refusing to take care of his Black kids, but wants to take care of his Hawaiian and Black, or Chinese and Black, allegedly, whatever it is, and Black kids, right? And that he's under fire, right? Because he want to, you know, not, you know, just disown the kids. How can you do that, Mr. Brian McKnight, Mr. McKnight? I liked it, you, Mr. McKnight. Wow. Well, allegedly, okay, the media is dragging him. They like, no, you ain't, because he said... What did he say? He said that his 10-year-old daughter now has made him the best father ever. So the media is pissed by that because everybody know you have older kids. And, okay, to put the nail in the fucking coffin, he has an older daughter. So, and but word on the streets is saying he don't like her. Why you don't like her? Okay, the sources are saying she the same nationality is the one that he's speaking highly of right now. Listen her. Listen here, sir. Listen here. Y'all need to stop making the practices to hurt people's feelings. And guess what, people, my company, my squad, we ain't got to mess with him because karma has his name, okay? They all upset. They don't even want to go to another Brian McKnight motherfucking concert, allegedly, okay? These is rumors, word on the street, a little pillow talk, okay? But that's what they saying out there, on the streets today, okay? Mr. McKnight, okay? Mr. Brian, okay? If anybody's seen him, tell him that, you know, everybody's upset with him, They angry with you, sir. Okay? And listen, they said that the real daughter, the older one, she about 20-something now, had to take him to court to sue him because he was telling lies on her. Baby, wow. That's why that little 10-year-old is making you the best father you are today, because she ain't saying shit. I guess you like her. She ain't saying shit. But you done made the oldest daughter, you know, because now he got two, but she's the oldest, sue you, allegedly. Ooh, wee, that must have been some hot tea. What was that about? How can you sue your father? So, see, it was already messy. You understand me? It was already messy. So, Mr. McKnight, keep the doors unlocked, because karma coming your motherfucking way, okay? How to do? It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Now, let's hear. I want to get into this story, okay? Because it's a very good story. It's a positive story, okay? Very, very positive for children around the world. It, you know, it proves my theory of you can be anything you want to be, okay? Practice makes perfect, all right? And you put your mind to it. You can do it, all right? Even on science, okay, you know, everybody cringe when they had to go to school and, you know, they wanted to pick science. Didn't nobody want to pick science. Didn't nobody want to pick science. Well, now, little ladies and gentlemen, little kids and girls and Jiminy Crickets all over the world, okay, it's your girl, okay, all right, listen, is hope for us, okay? Two little New Orleans high school girls solved a 2,000-year-old problem, mathematic problem, okay? Science problem, okay? Not only did they solve the problem, y'all, they created a new way of, you know, solving the problem again. They created a new way of, you know, answering the problem, making the problem. I mean, history breaking. So this is what I'm saying. Listen, you could be anything you put your mind to. They made a history. Great jobs, girls. And since they're girls, okay, I'm not, okay? They're high school students, and I can't wait till they get 18. But they still girls. You can't say their names, but I think you can go on the internet. Or you can look them up, okay? Because this is a big deal. They made history, okay? All right, little chocolate girls, just like the chocolate mermaid, okay? Ain't they? Yeah. But anyway, I can say their last name. Okay, great job, Miss Jackson, and great job, Miss Johnson. Okay, we appreciate you. We love you. Keep going. Don't stop. Solve more problems, baby girls, okay? Yeah. So, see, no, that makes my heart feel good. It makes my heart feel warm because it's letting us know, little black kids all over the world, boys and girls, that you can do anything you put your mind to. You can solve that problem. Now, they probably was telling them 100 times they couldn't solve that problem. They solved that problem. And not only did they solve that problem, the old one, the one that's been around for 2,000 years, they made a new way of solving the goddamn problem. So you got the old way and the new way. That's why they made history, okay? It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. I'm just chilling today. It's a beautiful Saturday. Listen here. Any birthdays out there today? Okay, happy birthday. I love you. You know, did I say allegedly on that Justin Bieber story? I did. Okay, allegedly. I love you. Okay, any anniversaries. Keep your woman. Keep your woman. Better keep your woman. No. All right, because it's hard out here. Okay? It's hard. It's hard to talk to them. It's hard to trust them. You know, you better keep your woman that you know that you can trust that's going to be here for you. Okay? Through thick and thin. Okay? For real. That's serious business. Did I say my prayer goes out to the Jamie Foxx family? I would like to say that again. That's important. Jamie Foxx, yes. And my condolences to the Jerry Springer family. And it's just a lot going on. And my judge, my beautiful judge, she's grieving. Take your time. There's no blueprint on grieving. She lost her husband. All right, in celebrity news, we also have another judge. He lost his wife, the Crinklers, allegedly lost his wife. I mean, just Lord, I'm sending out prayers. Everybody take your time. Ain't no blueprint on grieving, baby. Take your time, stop, think, do whatever you need to do so you can get through that day. Because we see Miss Beautiful on the internet. I see her on the internet, you know, every so often. She come on there and give us an update on how she doing and how she feeling. And just, you know, just we love you. And take your time, you know. That's all I can say when it comes to that. Because death is hard, baby. Death is hard all the way around, but especially when you lose part of your rib, you know, something that's you. Y'all was one, intertwined. I understand. You know, I understand. So take time, you know, take your time, really. Take your time, really. Listen, America, don't stress over nothing you can't control. You understand me? Prayer changes things. Call on God. Sometimes, listen, he may not be there when you want him to, but guess what? He is always on time. Trust and believe that. All right? Sometimes that's the only thing you got. Y'all want to put so much faith and trust, you know, on something you know not going to come through for you. Just take two steps and he going to take 5, 6, 7, and 8. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I love y'all. Y'all have a great Saturday. I appreciate you listening to me. Okay, I know you could be anywhere else, but you choose to be here with your girl, the Y, the realest podcast out here. Okay, I love you. I understand there's no you. There's no me without you. Yeah, there's no me without you. Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear in the background. You know, y'all know I love music. Music changes things. Listen, keep your peace. You deserve it. And ladies, know your worth. Don't go through no unnecessary, you know, bullshit this summer if you don't have to. Okay? Yeah. It's a beautiful day out here in the cities. And ladies, all I'm saying is know your worth. Know what you deserve. Here you go. Let's hear some music. It's hard to trust no other than I do. And it's you, and it's you, and it's you. And it feels so good to be loved by you. You're by you. Yes, it's so good. Beautiful love, ain't it? Be careful with it, honey. You can't love on everybody. They love bombing sometimes. Just be careful who you have in your circle. Make your circle small and safe for you. So you'll know which one of them demons put the knife in your back. Okay, it's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Saturday, y'all. Family, I love you. Stay safe. Watch your surroundings today. Okay? Because we need you here for another tomorrow. I'm out. Peace and love. I'm out.